it is incumbent upon any conservation board member with a financial or business relationship with any petitioner coming before this board to disclose this relationship and if warranted to recuse him or herself from any matter involving that petitioner. Any petitioner coming before this board who is a relative of or has a financial or business relationship with any officer or employee of the town of Orchard Park must disclose the nature and extent of such relationship in accordance with the provisions of the ethics law of the town of Orchard Park. Please let the record reflect that Amy and Dave are excused and Kyle did not call in, so he's not excused, but he's missing. And that John DeLuca is a voting member tonight. And I was not here last month. Tom was, but did everyone have a chance to review the minutes from last month? And anyone want to make a motion to approve? Tom Yeager, second.
I'll second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any questions? Hearing nothing, the meeting minutes are approved. And the first item on the agenda is conservation file 623-3507 to 3519 North Buffalo Road, Benderson Development.
Development. We are developing a 11,000 square foot medical use building on the corner of Orchard Park Road and Miles Strip Road. Landscaping for the site is just typical landscaping with shrubbery and trees along most of the outskirts of the building or of the site, with shrubbery along the entire outskirts of the building facing roads and entrance way. We have screening around a dumpster enclosure as well, provide proper screening for that. We have completed the estimates for...
We've got your submission here, let's just check out. Is it still... Is the total still 23,000?
That is correct.
Okay, that's the latest one. Bernie?
Yep.
You want to share this with everybody? Yep. Right in the middle? Is Chris Wood coming, or are you?
No.
You're acting.
I am acting.
So obviously this requires you to demolish the existing vet building.
Correct.
That's there.
Correct.
And you're moving it closer to the road as required in this, required, this district.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, did they meet? Did you meet with the AOD yet?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Yep.
That was last month?
Last month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
About 2 weeks ago.
And it's a one-story, 11,000 square foot building. Apropos nothing in this board, it just seems like there's, you're light on parking. What's the ratio? Just curious.
There's, I believe, 55.
Just me,
there's about 1 to 200. One space per 200 square feet.
So 5 per 1,000.
5 per 1,000.
Which is light for medical, typically. I'm just wondering where the overage is going to park. It's not our board's concern. I'm just curious as a potential patient. I don't know what medical practice is going there. Yeah, it's usually 6 to 7 to 1 to per 1,000. But whatever it is, you probably know best. Tom, did you have, well, let's start over here. John, do you have any questions?
No, we reviewed this in the
last month?
In the AOD.
Oh, you're part of the AOD. Why don't we start over there?
I have a question.
Bernie, yes.
Is it one way in, one way out, or is it two way?
No, on Miles Strip.
Both are two way.
Both are two way.
Yeah, taking a left out of there is not fun.
Right.
Or south.
I can imagine how
it's not our, just again, it's not our purview, but
yeah.
Taking a left going to Miles Strip is not easy either, but. But there's going to be arrows both ways, showing right and left?
I believe we'll stripe the entrance and exits as a
okay. Bernie, anything?
I know, that was the question there for that.
Okay, Melissa?
I'm still looking at this. Not right yet.
Okay. Tom, in the meantime, I know you saw this last month. I was not here.
Yeah, well, I saw this with the AOD, with Jim Rumsey that represented it. At that point, kind of gave it our blessing from the architectural point of view.
Yeah.
We didn't get into, obviously, the landscaping that was deferred until today. The figures that were presented seemed to be reasonable.
For the value estimation form. Any questions on the type of landscaping or different varieties from your standpoint?
From my standpoint, no. It's a nice combination.
We are missing one board member who is the expert in that area, but okay. We're trying to pitch for it on his behalf.
Yeah. Now, as far as I can see from this, the nice balance of annuals and perennials and the trees, different shapes and whatnot. We're moving closer to Orchard Park Road, are we not?
Which is required, yes.
Yes, the building is.
Screen garbage, the lighting, and that all seems to be appropriate to what we normally look at.
Okay.
So I'm good with what I see.
I don't have any questions other than what's your proposed timing on this?
I believe once we get through all of our approvals, you know, depending if the approvals happen within this construction year, I think.
So this construction.
We would want to, but I'm not sure what timing with approvals. That's, I think, the contingency of this project.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve unless anyone. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just one thing. You've got 41 parking spots.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's your green space.
Yeah, 10% green space, interior. And on the chart that you turned in, you've got 0.14 acres required. You've got exactly 1.4 acres.
I did not purposely generate that calculation.
Yeah, decimal point to work out that close.
So our code requires
squeezed it.
If it's over 40, like more than 40, 40 or more?
It's 40, 41 or more.
41 or more, and you have 41 here.
Okay.
So it requires interior green space.
Okay.
But if your green space just meets the minimum overall, you're going to lose some parking potential.
Well, they've got the bare minimum, which is 0.14.
Overall green space.
For acres. No, for the interior.
Oh, for the interior.
Okay. It just was kind of, usually you don't nail it right in the...
Well, this site is tight, and we were trying to maximize parking as well. So we had to balance it as best we could. I didn't personally engineer this, but the engineer did a good job if they hit that number.
What do you do with the snow in the winter? Do you plan on trucking it out?
I believe a snow pile could occur here because the way the site drains, this is all actually, there's no curb right here. It actually just, she drains off into the bioretention bed that's over here. So there is area over here for snow pile.
Yeah, because if you try to put it on site, you're going to lose parking, obviously. So they do meet the minimum interior green space requirement, but just exactly.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. And you're, by someone's stamp, you're representing that it's that number.
Yes, I'm honoring that stamp.
Okay.
Has anyone talked to the landowner?
The neighbor to
the neighbor to it? Next to it, sorry.
I do not know. I do not have an answer.
We don't have a neighbor here, do we?
They look like reputed owner.
No, I'm just saying none of the people here are neighbors. Wasn't up here, did. I mean, this was a very active site. I mean, I used to, like, animals used to go there.
Yeah.
Quite often. All right, anything else, Randy, from an overall standpoint?
Just that.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
I'll give you a second.
Tom, second.
With the qualification, again, not knowing the parking requirement, knowing that the medical occupancy is the highest requirement for parking. I don't know whether you meet that or not.
And again, that's the
planning board.
Right, planning board, but from I do a lot of deals with medical clients, and they do, as Tom is suggesting, typically require 6 to 7 per thousand, and you've got 5 per thousand. And there's not a lot of room for error given the fact that you meet
the minimum
interior green space requirement. So, all in favor? I'm sorry. Any opposed? Okay, it's hereby approved. The total conditions and stipulations, total green space is, I'm sorry, what's the number? Percentage? From the plant? So I don't want to put it in the record. Or Rose, you can put it on the record when you...
Interior?
Yeah.
Yeah, second.
1.4.
Or
0.14. 0.14.
But that's acres, it's not calculated.
Correct.
Percent.
The landscape value estimate of $23,915 requires a certified check amounting to 50% of the total to be deposited with the town clerk prior to receiving the building permit. Dumpsters and mechanical systems at grade are to be screened. Approvals contingent on the planning board and town engineering. Any changes required by the engineering or planning board that will affect the landscaping, got to come back to us. And you know how to get your money back after you certify
yes.
that it's viable 3 years down the road.
Okay.
Thank you. Good luck. Right.
Thank you.
So you're not here for the next one. But
oh, God.
They're going to be in Niagara County tonight.
Oh, okay. So you're Chris Wood tonight.
Yeah.
So we're on, I'm sorry, Conservation Board File 3-23, 3715 Southwestern Boulevard. Sorry, could you identify yourself?
Yes, my name is Joey DeMarco. I'm the landowner.
Okay. You're Joey Jr.
Joey Jr., yes. We're looking for landscape plan approval today. We're looking to put up a retail space building with a potential cannabis dispensary going in the center.
Are you going to be the operator, or do you have a tenant to operate? Okay. Do they have license? My curiosity.
Well, they can't get a license, so the town says it's
so,
okay.
Right. So it's and the rules and regulations are promulgated by the state?
Once the state actually approves the license, then the business can be viable.
But the license won't be approved until the town says it's okay.
Got it.
That's one of the stipulations of the license, is with saying a letter from the town saying it's approved to go in a certain space.
Well, from a town perspective, it is okay because we've made it known that
this
is going to the high zones.
Yeah.
So it is out there. There's a resolution for that.
But we have to have the special use permit granted and approved.
Okay, that's it.
I think that's what has to happen.
And no consumption on premises, no cafes, no. Just selling in and out.
Yep.
No testing rooms or.
Okay. And it's in a specific zone.
Industrial zone.
Yeah.
Okay, your plan? Did you bring plans or do we have them here?
I brought them, but I printed out the wrong one.
Oh,
this was in our materials that we got distributed to us.
Thank you.
No, I printed a zoomed in one, so it's only got the building and not the whole site.
So this is with a Carmita wood. Is this the most recent one?
Joe, what's the address?
This is 3715 South Ledger. This one's not with Carmina Woods. This one's with Bama.
Okay, so. Did Tim give you an updated plan? Or
Tim, Arlington?
Yeah, he could be.
We're not here for this one. This one was Bama on Southwestern.
Okay. So all we've got
is three projects and we're using three different.
Yeah, we're using a different one for everyone.
So Jim, I thought you did on the phone.
Okay.
Did you copy the brain? Or
he one? Did, but I printed out the zoomed in one on accident, which just shows four trees. I have it on my phone.
So again, you're not seeking approval tonight because you've got to go to other boards.
I'm looking for approval of just the landscape plan.
The You're going to have to go to, as I understand it, Ray, correct me if I'm wrong, you've got to go to the planning board,
yeah.
possibly the ZBA, and the town board.
Yeah.
And they may make changes.
And then they kick it back to you.
And they kick it back to
yeah,
us.
But we don't have a landscape plan.
But we don't have a landscape plan.
Oh, he didn't give it to you guys?
It's in the email. I don't know. From Rose, if that's the same one.
Yeah,
3715 Southwestern.
Yes,
yeah. But I think that's the old one.
That's the old one. That's
oh,
the
I
see. Newest one.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you go by Joe as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so Joe, we really need a plan.
See, I thought that they would have submitted to you. To
we needed an update. They did submit an older one. I mean, can you distinguish what the changes are? Can you?
Yeah, one second. Just let me pull it up here. He sent it to me this morning.
And I'm guessing, I don't want to speak for the town board, but I'm guessing you're going to have some recommendations, possibly. So
sure.
I'm guessing it'll come back to us. So you're not going to be prejudiced by submitting it, or Chris or whomever, submitting it next time. But maybe we can give you ideas or concepts for you that'll help you.
Yep.
But again, it's going to be subject to change, whether it's the planning board, the ZBA, or the town board.
Joe, this is what Jim did up for you?
Yeah, that's it right
okay.
there.
So
that's the most recent one.
Yeah. So there's no chart telling us the amount of green space coverage, if you need interior parking or not, because you've got 41 parking slots or more.
Yeah, how many parking spaces are there?
What's the breakdown of that? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, 23, 24, 5, 26.
So you don't need interior green space.
Be nice, but you don't need it. There's going to be green space anyway. It's just the way the site's laid out.
By interior, I mean like landscape islands.
Yep. There are going to be big ones, just the way the site's laid out.
Is this an existing building?
Yeah. There's an existing building that's going to be in the middle. And this is all going to be green space up in here. You're going to end up having green space in here and green space up in here around the edges. So it's going to be all kind of laid out. This is the new building that's being proposed.
Got it.
So just the way the site's laid out, you're going to have interior green space just the way it works with the existing buildings.
Okay, and our code requires us to have that information on the plan that's stamped by...
Well, thanks, Jim, for setting me up for failure.
Joe, I did talk to Jim, and he said he was going to have the updated landscape.
Yeah, it says right on the plan, 21 spaces... one per 300 square feet for the parking calculations, lot information, site square footage, 1,012 square feet, 1,000 square feet, proposed coverage, 6,200, lot coverage 5%, allowed 40. What it says on the plan here.
Yeah, again, it's required by the code to have a stamp embossed. By a licensed landscape architect. I don't think you're going to be.
I think that came on that plan, though, didn't it? Because that was done by a licensed landscape architect.
Yeah, he stamped it, but he didn't put any of the information we require.
Okay,
so you had Robert Walter?
Whoever Jim hired.
Well, I didn't look at it anyway, Randy, and try to give him some recommendations.
Yeah. At least it's not a useless meeting for it,
You can just share it with us. Knowing full well that you're going to probably have some changes down the road, you're going to come back and see us again.
Kind of totally sure. I hope not on the personal.
Didn't notice any signage on the plan, at least the one that I saw. Are there signs?
So the only tentative thing that we do would be a sign on the building.
On the building itself.
Not on the street. Or a monument sign or anything else.
I don't think we would need it. I think the building would be sufficient.
And building. And if it's less than 41 spaces,
they don't need interior.
Okay, I didn't know
they were. But it looks like they do have some.
You got it.
To the right.
It's all the way to the right.
So you got a buffer there to the street.
Yep.
You got a nice, I mean, I think you've got plentiful landscaping on the site.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any suggestions as to choice?
Mm-hmm.
I an existing building.
It's an existing building, yes.
Yeah, it's an existing building right
what's now. What's in
there? Right now it's residency or apartments, but we're going to switch it to commercial for B zoning.
Is that?
Yeah.
What is this?
It's a house right now. This is actually a garage. But then it says switch to B occupancy once this gets approved.
And what is CAO?
Tulip tree.
This is B. That makes sense. The river bridge.
It's probably the diameter, I would guess.
3 inch.
But I don't know what kale would be. I don't know. I'm not the landscape architect.
Just
yeah.
Yes. What are these symbols in here on this?
It's just the way it printed. It's writing.
Oh, that's writing?
Oh, yeah. I see. The printer didn't really.
The printer didn't print right.
I don't mean it doesn't think mine says existing frame house to be converted to
e-occupancy.
Yeah.
Oh,
so this is zoned industrial.
So you want to see it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Just curious how they got a house in a zone. Pre-existing?
Pre-existing.
Already.
We bought it.
You're not planning on doing residential here.
No, it is right now. That's because of what it was when we bought it.
Yeah.
But we're going to end up switching it to B-occupancy so that we don't have mixed use.
Yeah, exactly.
And where's the entrance? Sorry to... Because this is south.
It's on Taylor, right here.
Oh, okay.
So on Southwestern, there's actually like a 2-foot retaining wall all the way down the side, so you don't have any access for driving in from Southwestern. And then actually, as you get towards this part of the property, it gets high, like 6-7 feet high.
Do you like these trees? The trees are not very much, but...
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what the key is.
Where's the
retaining wall versus...
Sorry, is it an existing one?
Yeah,
like
it's
so
the
all
the way.
All
right,
it's
just
it
starts about here.
Okay.
It
goes all the way to the railroad.
Got it.
The railroad. Yeah, the railroad goes
yep.
way up high. Yep. That was all put in from when they redid Southwestern.
How many years ago? Okay. I don't want to speak for everyone. I don't have any comments. I mean,
yep.
I think you're going to need to address the housing dilemma when you go to the town board.
Yeah, we already know that we're going to have to evict the tenants.
It's going to raise a red flag.
Yep.
And what's your timing on this, too? Most time?
They want to open in July.
July of what year?
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, I want to try to get things going. So.
Okay.
As soon as they get their permit, we're going to start building, and as soon as it's done building, they're going to open their business. So.
So are you using the existing building?
Yes, we're renting it out to as apartments. But as soon as we get tenant approval, we'll convert that to D occupancy and figure out whatever we're
going to retain the right to terminate their leases.
Yep.
Okay.
Our goal was never to keep residents in that building when we bought it. So okay. It just kind of was set up that way, so that's what we use
it
for.
It's not easy to evict tenants, you know that.
We have a lot of them, I know.
Especially if they have a lease.
Well, a lease, I mean, unless the lease allows them to, but they can always try to hold over.
They're all month-to-month, so 90-day notice and they should have to.
July seems ambitious.
It's not going to happen, I know.
You have a tenant, though, for this, an operator.
Yeah, and they're itching to try to get going.
Sure they are.
You have a tenant for the new building once it goes to the occupancy?
Yes.
And is there a greenhouse in here?
Nope.
No, it's not. It's not cultivation. It's
nope.
Not,
okay.
It's just sales.
Just sale, yep.
With a drink.
Pick up. So, I mean, you know what the drive-thru is going to create?
Yeah.
Which is a different permit that we've got to try to apply.
Yes, okay. I don't have any comments now. Do you have any comments at all?
To your point, I think it does appear to be a lot of landscaping would seem to look good.
A lot of moving parts, in my opinion.
There is. I'm trying to get one thing done at a time.
Responding,
so.
Yeah. And you might have to wear multiple hats. But
yeah.
Tom, anything?
Just a couple of little things. Our standard stuff about enclosing the garbage, like collection area
yes.
And whatnot. I don't see anything on here. Maybe I'm missing it.
A dumpster?
I wonder if they forgot to put a dumpster on the site plan.
Because it's got to be screened in it.
Yep, absolutely.
Lights directed downward to the site. Can we open at night?
I'm not sure what their hours are. I know there are regulations with the dispensary for hours, so it's going to be kind of whatever regulates it. I don't think they can be open that late, though.
Okay, other than the standard things that we've got in our rules, I don't see anything else there.
Bernie,
do you have any?
I've been asking.
Melissa?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We wish you luck.
Okay.
We'll see you back.
That's that one. There's another one.
Yep,
number three.
Oh, well, you're here for
yeah, third one too.
I don't have to get up for that one. This is Carmina Woods.
All right, Conservation Board file.
For those of you who haven't met me, my name is...
June 23, we were requesting to construct a warehouse building.
Yep.
At 3964 California Road.
It's actually right next to us, the property next to 3964.
So is this not the right address, or is it, is there no address assigned?
So it used to be 4,000 at one point in time, but then the building that used to be there burnt, so there's no structure on it right now. So I guess then the address gets technically removed, huh, from what I was told.
So this is the merging of the two properties?
No.
That was the last one, the merging?
There's no merging. Oh. Well, actually, there is merging, because there's...
Oh, yes, this one.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. Sorry. But not with 3964. There's a residential size lot in the corner that we're going to...
Wait, are we talking about the last meeting? The last?
No, this one.
This one, okay.
This one.
Yeah,
so there's a continuous parcel.
Yep.
And the town wants you to merge the two parcels into a new SVL number.
Yes. Yep.
And has that been done?
Not yet.
You know how easy it is to do the merge?
Well, I think we want to get our approval before we do the merge and the whole process.
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah.
I think you need the planning. Well, let's look at it.
Yep.
But the planning board doesn't want to see it until it's merged.
Okay, so
then. Okay. So, and the merge part is simple. Yeah, you may have even done it before. Just go down to the assessor's office.
Okay.
And there's a form you fill out and
get a new SBL number.
Or they give you, they'll give you the SBL numbers if you're not sure what they are.
Okay.
Is this driven by a tenant or is this for your own use?
It's for our own use.
Just so you're on that. Total green space is 15%, does not meet the town requirement of 20%.
So is there really anything to look at? We can't approve it because we don't have an SBL number.
This is the one we're on right now.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything on the landscaping plan you want him to fix, include?
Yeah, okay, so we can give you advice.
Yeah, he needs to include the chart.
Does someone have a landscaping plan?
I have one here if you need it.
Oh, yeah, so that's what you were saying.
Yeah,
so that's...
Do we have one submitted in the file or no?
Yeah.
This is the same date, too, same one.
This one's dated May 17th.
Joe, is that right? Okay, so that's an old one.
So it's an old one.
What?
5/17. He says his date's 6/5.
He sent one in yesterday?
Well, maybe it's this when he emailed it to me, maybe.
Yeah.
He emailed from yesterday.
So we don't know which one. I mean, that would be the more recent of the two.
Yep. This is the first one I've seen.
Well, we do need six official copies.
Yeah, we need the
I'm just doing what Chris told me to do. He said, bring one copy with you. Print this one out.
You have a value estimate form as well?
It's a 2.36.
This is the last official one I get. Okay.
It looks like this is
$11,085 is for 3715 Southwestern.
Oh, so that's the old one.
No, that's the previous project.
That's the previous one.
Number two.
Yep.
So this one is 7600.
Yeah. I think that one is
3715
Southwestern.
Let's just scoop it up.
Okay, so at some point here, come back anyway.
Yep.
But let's just look and see what we think of this. Not a lot of landscaping, but it's not a big site.
Well, we're leaving a lot of the greenery up front existing as a buffer.
Yep.
Yeah, next to it.
Next to it.
Yeah.
not real big. It's 2,000 square feet?
60 by 190.
And the choice of variety, do you think there's any issues with those?
So this is all, yeah, all of it.
Yes.
Over there.
It's those right there that you have to display. So you meet the minimum requirement.
Yep.
But again, it's going to be hard for us to approve at this point because merger. And you go to the planning board without it, you're going to need that anyway.
Yep, I'm going to go tomorrow. I didn't realize they were holding anything up.
But all you have to do is go to the assessor's office?
Yep, and you just have to fill out a form. Get an SBL.
Where's the merger file?
Right there.
Yeah, well, really?
Is there no parking?
Because you're on both properties, aren't you?
Correct, yes.
Now, if you pick up this additional, merge with this additional property, is that going to impact your retention area?
No.
Make it larger or smaller?
Nope.
The building's going to stay the same. There's not a phase two that you're planning on?
Not right now, no. Yeah, then all of our plumbing goes out this way to a ditch and out to the storm over here. Okay. So our retention is all in that part over here.
John, any comments, changes, recommendations for Joe?
No, not for me.
I don't have any. Tom?
No.
Bernie?
No.
Melissa?
No.
Randy? Anyone?
No, we're good.
Merge practice.
All right. Is there any way we can help him out and not have to come back here? But he's going to have to come back anyway.
Yeah. I mean, the planning board minutes clearly state that the properties need to be built. So I don't know when you were at the planning board if you had an architect with you or an engineer.
All we did was a preliminary
concept review.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the only thing we've been at planning for so far.
Okay, so you're going to go there after, you're going to go to the assessor tomorrow,
yep.
Get the new SBL number,
yep.
And then resubmit.
Okay. See you next month.
Or maybe in July, or
June. Yeah, that's everyone wants them off, right?
We'll be back in Canada.
Depends if Jim gives us 6 stamped landscape plans.
Or yeah, we got to follow the rules.
Yeah,
we can't
absolutely. Yeah, I get it.
Except
me up.
He did set you up for failure.
Yep.
He did his best job he could.
Yep. Yeah. They emailed me. Print these off and bring them in. Okay. One. How many copies? He said one. Okay.
Joe, I think two. I have a note to call Chris because the green space is 15%. You need 20. I think the merger gives you the 20%, which
okay.
is another reason.
Yeah, we need those calculations on the landscape plan standard.
Which I think it's on that Carmina Woods one.
But again, it's
not
two parcels.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's got to merge.
You got to merge them
through the map. Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Any other items on our agenda?
I don't think
want
so.
To stick around? Or?
I was here last month, too.
All right. Thank you. Any other business, new business, town business? Rose, are we missing anything?
I don't do motions.
Second, third, and fourth. All adjourned. Wow.
It was a very interesting meeting. I mean, that was very interesting.
He's going to be sending an email, and then
any of us can bring it up to.
Thank you.
I go there.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.